Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For Madness.
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great build-up and then nothing.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay. So screw you, Keefe.
Yeah. Right. Screw you.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness.
I hate Rich Keefe's guts.
Rich Keefe is just that guy that makes you rock.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
1:30, 2:30, 3:30.
Well, I don't like Facebook.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. All I gotta do is look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
Here we go to Friday, Dale. That means it's week in review time.
Oh, boy.
On Kiefer Madness. Lots to get to from this week. And in fact, we're gonna bend the rules just a little bit.
Oh.
We're gonna go back to the weekend. Because it tells
well,
the
we actually
story.
Went to like the Friday before once when
no,
Steve
true.
DiAzzi said some stuff that.
No, that is definitely true.
A little.
This is going back to this Saturday where, because this is a story in three parts.
Oh, oh.
Wow, look
Greg,
at you.
Greg Dickerson, you're familiar with Greg Dickerson.
Sure.
Work. He of the no selling of Keefe's keys at all.
At all.
At all. Greg Dickerson and Tony and Bridgewater, who you're also familiar with. He calls the show from time to time. On Saturday, they had a little bit of a disagreement.
Dickerson.
Yes, Tony.
In July of 2004 that said the Red Sox are dead.
Yeah, it's I did say that. Yes, absolutely. Okay. And I got called out on live TV by the general manager afterwards in St. Louis. Absolutely. Yes.
I'm saying about
I said they were dead. Yes. Said it. I said I was a negative. Tony. It's not Tony. My negativity. You go back and you pick out one thing from 2004. 14 years ago.
Did you just take Theo's
14.
Name and ban him?
You know nothing about baseball.
Hey, Tony, what else have I gotten wrong in the last 14 years, you knucklehead?
All right, so right there.
Knucklehead, that's hurtful.
That's Dickerson versus Tony, part one.
I don't mean to, you know, take a side, but I'm sure he's gotten something wrong in 14 years.
I'm guessing.
I will take a side. You can't call out somebody from a take 14
no,
years
no, that's,
ago.
Tony, there is a statute of limitations.
That's outrageous.
A sports radio statute of limitations.
Hey, you
what
an,
is that?
You
what's
had
the time frame?
No, you had an opinion 14 years ago, which ended up being wrong.
So you are never
what?
Allowed to have an opinion again.
Right. You're done. You got that one wrong. Because obviously in sports radio, all we do is get predictions right. That's why we're here. That's why we're on every single day. That is bizarre. So then what Tony decides to do is call me and Mutt on NFL Sunday.
Uh-oh.
Although it was a very baseball-heavy show, so it wasn't completely out of bounds. But he was talking once again about Greg Dickerson.
Good baseball talk, you know, compared to Dickerson yesterday, my God. He knows
really?
About as much about baseball as I do about hairstyles for women. This guy is, I don't even want to get into it.
Well, before you continue, Tony, let me just say that Greg Dickerson will be joining me tomorrow from 10 to 2. So just a nice little plug there.
God bless you. God bless you, my friend.
Good timing.
If you don't kill him, you're a better man.
All right. Well, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Tony seems to have ratcheted up the dislike and the disdain for Greg Dickerson way beyond where it should be.
So, Greg Dickerson.
If you don't kill him, good for you.
I'm not gonna kill him.
Okay,
now,
good.
Violence is a theme here because now we wrap up with part three. Greg Dickerson was in for you on Monday.
Yeah, I had a hockey game.
You had the hockey match, and so we were talking about all kinds of things, including baseball, and that led Tony to call in once again.
No.
It's a trilogy, Dale. This is the third part of the trilogy, so let's see what happens when Tony got to talk once again with Greg Dickerson. Well, we might as well just get this out of the way. We have Tony in Bridgewater wants to have a polite discussion with Greg Dickerson. Go ahead, Tony.
Tony, good morning. Happy Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day to you, sir.
Yeah, forget about it.
All right, let me stop right there. So right out of the gate.
Forget about it.
Greg
tried to
be very,
very
nice.
Polite.
Happy holiday.
How you doing? Yeah, nice to talk to you.
All that good, but apparently not good enough.
Yeah, forget about it.
Forget about it. Oh, wow. Yeah, forget about it. I'm trying to be nice here. Tony, be insightful. Go ahead.
You tell me more about David Price. Go ahead.
Please, have some intelligence. Try and sound smart. I know you're not a smart individual, Tony. I know you're dumb.
Oh, it went downhill.
But try and sound smart, Tony. It's not that hard. I'm not smart, Tony, but I can sound smart. You're dumb. You're an idiot. Try and sound smart. It's not difficult. Go ahead. David Price, what's new about him? Be insightful.
Have this discussion.
Be insightful, Tony. Go ahead. Here we go.
You want me to come down and we can have this discussion man to man?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God. Are you threatening me, Tony? Really? Are you threatening me?
Tony, let's not resort to violence. So we actually had to trim the call down because it was even longer than that, but they were both screaming at each other, and then that's how it ended.
No, we don't. We aren't getting to the stage where you want to come down here?
Yeah, so I want to see.
Come on.
I want to see Tony and Greg Dickerson fight. That's what we're doing?
Only if it's in, like, please. Jello, a little Jello wrestling type thing.
You want to see
thing.
Those two fight in Jello,
Dale?
No, you don't.
No, probably not.
You throw a buck at it.
I'd watch just about For anybody fight. Yes, I would. But, I mean, that's... Do they want to do that? Like,
no.
That would be like if they got enough money to do it. Tony just straight up wants to fight Greg because Greg said 14 years ago the Red Sox were done. How idiotic is that?
Oh, man.
How dumb is that? The Red Sox have won 3 World Series. You got to remember, when Greg made that claim...
They hadn't won one in 86
that's
years.
That's right. So
he wasn't exactly playing against the streak.
No, he was probably doing all right for himself. That was probably... He thought it was going to be right. But, yeah, Tony there, that was... That was a little surprising. So Tony versus Greg, I have to give the decision to Greg. Although, what I also noticed, Rossi, and Eamon, you were in Monday as well, that is how Dale must feel when I go back and forth with a caller.
I gotta be honest, like you do take it from 0 to 60 in like seconds.
Well, sometimes you have to.
Well, yeah, but you do it every time.
I've never challenged anybody to a fight. I didn't do that, did
you
I?
You do sort of yell over them
I
a little bit.
I yell over them.
Yeah,
well, I want to be heard, fair. Dale. I want to be heard.
Well,
you can't silence me.
We apparently can't hear them,
No,
though.
That's true. Well, there's one guy I would want to fight.
Oh, boy.
Fist fight. That would be Keith Law. This coward. Have you heard about him? You heard about this coward at all?
I did.
This baseball scribe, Keith Law?
Yeah, the Pythagorean theorem.
Oh, we're gonna get to that. So this is when this has been going on all week, by the way. It's over. He blocked me on Twitter. That's the end of the story.
Oh, no.
But this is on Tuesday when I was trying to explain it to Dale. Dale, I have a new rival.
Uh-oh.
I have a new arch enemy. It's that baseball nerd, Keith Law.
Uh-oh.
One of these nerds that's ruining baseball. He tweets me this. Listen, how about the audacity of Keith Law? He tweets.
Did he begin the tweet by saying nerd alert?
He said,
Rich, batter versus pitcher matchup data has zero predictive value, and front offices figured this out years ago.
Ooh.
What?
That's
what, Keith? First of all, I didn't ask you, Keith. I don't need your
Which
help
here.
Which
is the response you gave him?
And don't call me Rich. Don't do that.
Well, what do you want him to call you?
Nothing. Don't call me anything. Don't talk to me. Don't tweet at me.
Nice. So the compression and expansion of the longitudinal waves cause the erratic oscillation, you can see it there, of the neighboring particles.
That's Keith Law watching the Red Sox Yankees last night. It was great. Great to get that audio of him. Come on.
Blink of an eye. The Gambletron 2000 says the winner is Cincinnati by 200 points.
Just crunching the numbers. There you go, Keith.
That's all you have to
Good stuff, Keith Law. That was actually before he blocked me. He blocked me later on because he kept popping up in my notifications. I was like, go away. And he's like,
became a little, certain name-calling little thing going on.
He said, this is a direct quote from him. He said, try the mute button, boss.
No, ace.
No, I called him
ace. Oh, you were ace. Yeah,
I responded to him. He's the ace. He called me boss.
Keith came with a counterpunch of ace.
I hit him. I hit him right where it hurts.
And that's when he was like, I'm done. I'm blocking this guy.
He blocked me. He's the worst guy on the internet. And what's funny is everybody...
I have a list of people that are probably higher than
him. Not worse than Keith Law. He was driving me nuts. Driving me up a wall and back. Let's see. What else do we got here, Dale? Let's go to Philip Dorsett. You were asking Tommy Curran on Wednesday a question about Philip Dorsett. And I have no problem with the question. But listen for how Tommy Curran clearly thinks about this answer.
Does it appear to you, as it does to me, that Philip Dorsett may be better than I thought he was as a wide receiving option? No? Okay, never mind. Okay, good.
That's the best answer ever. That's the best.
I didn't say, does it appear that he's a great wide receiver? I just said, does it appear he's better than I thought?
Yeah.
Okay. No? Well.
No, I'm not mad at the question. I loved the answer there. I thought it was a very good answer. Now,
can I give you one quick interjection to your
any
because
time.
Because you're talking about incivility, right? You know, Tony and Greg and you
know what
and
that
Keith.
Word means, Dale.
I know,
take it as an
but
insult.
There's a certain amount. So I got to play you this quick bit of audio. In Pennsylvania, the governor is a guy named Tom Wolf. No, wait.
What is happening? I'm adding
to it.
Okay, what do you got?
The governor is Tom Wolf. There's a GOP candidate for governor named Scott Wagner.
Okay.
Scott Wagner put out a video for the governor of Pennsylvania.
Well, Governor Wolf, let me tell you, between now and November 6th, you better put a catcher's mask on your face because I'm going to stomp all over your face with golf spikes because I'm going to win this for the state of Pennsylvania and
yeah!
we're throwing you out of office.
Yeah! Physically, we're going to physically remove you from office.
A candidate for governor, I'm going to stomp all over your face with golf spikes.
Wear a catcher's mask? You're giving him safety tips?
Well,
what
I just...
What a loser that guy is.
I thought of Greg and Tony from Bridgewater I heard of this guy.
They could be on the undercard for that big political campaign. That's pretty good.
Sorry, didn't mean to derail that for a moment.
Dale, I don't know if you've ever heard this. In all your years of radio, I think... This kind of proves that we nailed everything. This was on Tuesday.
I'm sorry, but I've been holding on a while, and you guys have covered it all.
Thank you. That was Mike in Connecticut. We covered it
Good
all.
Good night, everybody.
We covered it all. That was it.
That was at 12:30, too.
That was a mic drop moment, wasn't it? Could we leave at that point? Could we have just, you know, moved it to OMF and headed down the highway?
I was ready to run best up at that point.
Yeah, that was the high watermark for the show. On Wednesday, I was having a tough time, suffice it to say. Forgot my headphones for the first time in 2 years.
You were a wreck.
I was flying around. I was having a really hard time. And we were talking baseball. Mm-hmm. And as I always do, I have a large iced coffee sitting right in front of me.
A tub of coffee, as we like to call it.
This has never happened to me before.
Price actually pitched well in Houston this year. I was there.
Oh, no. I spilled my coffee.
It sounded like a caffeine tsunami.
I spilled the coffee. Devastating. It's everywhere. It was half full at the time. Devastating. But like a real professional that I am, I continue the conversation.
Well, in Houston this year. I was there.
Oh, no. I spilled my coffee. But
man's a wreck today. I mean, he's working on about an hour and a half of sleep.
I'm having a really hard time. But then I dove right into David Price talk. Continued right where we left off.
Keep playing that. I'm going to drop the background music for this because people need to hear it. Sounds like a waterfall.
All right, drop the background music.
Well, in Houston this year. I was there.
Oh, no. I spilled my coffee. There was a ton of coffee left. There was a ton of ice cubes everywhere.
It was a coffee tidal wave.
Oh, it was awful. It was awful.
Well, in Houston this year. I was there.
Oh, no. I spilled my coffee. That was a tough day.
Man.
That was a real tough day. We also have this. This was pretty good. We were talking about how great of an athlete I was, I think, in high school.
Well, and we do get into that a lot.
We got into that a lot. But then, you want a real sad story. Let me introduce you to our producer, Jason Rossi, who, while he was playing football in high school, got some very bad news. I said some very bad news.
I got voted in. The coaches, they went around and said, okay, and got the most votes was Jason Rossi, but we're not naming him a captain.
Oh, now that's wrong.
What?
You can't,
true story.
You can't do that.
And he said it that way, too.
You can't do that.
No, no, no. You can't say your name. You could just say, okay, the captains are Bill and John over here.
You've been dealing with this all your life.
That's what I say. This is so true, and it still to this day burns me a little bit.
That coach is a nitwit supreme.
Yeah, I hate that guy. He's on my list. How about that?
That is the worst votes. Thing I have ever heard a high school coach do. Ever.
That is.
Okay, we're going to vote for captains here, all right? I tallied it all up. Look, Jason Rossi got the most votes, but we're not making him a captain.
God forbid. We'd be screwed.
We had some friends of mine that were listening to the show, and they sending texts like, you were spot on. Like, this is not a lie. This isn't made up.
I believe
this is fabricated.
Why would you lie about that?
One of my friends was like, the quarterback who was named captain over me, who got no votes.
No votes.
He's like, you forgot to mention that. He got no votes.
By the way, it says as much about him as it does about you.
It does.
If you're the quarterback of the team, and you get none,
rough.
You might be the coach's son.
Yeah.
That might be who you were
then,
right?
Bad. That's real bad. Last thing we have, Dale.
Coach
as a reminder,
Braeburn, right? Wasn't it something like that?
Rabideau. Jimmy Rabideau and your
Jimmy
son.
Rabideau.
Oh, and all of them.
Hate them both.
All the Rabideaus.
Unbelievable.
We got Dale got Tommy Kern to make this noise.
Yeah.
No. And so he
it wasn't
also,
hard.
He also was able to get something out of Peter King this week.
Dale, I got to ask you this question. What were you doing during the bottom of the ninth? Tell me exactly what you were doing.
I had gotten up from my recliner position and was sitting on the edge of my chair, both feet on the floor, and was holding a pillow very tightly.
Loved it.
Peter I King cracked him up.
Loved it. We called him. He was getting tickled at the time. That's pretty good
nice.
Job by Peter
okay.
King.
Well, good.
You don't like that?
No, I do.
Yeah.
No?
There you go. The week that was.
What a week it was.
It was a great week.
Stomp on your face with golf spikes. Wait till Tony gets that bit of audio to use next week.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.